שוס והדונים החשובים, שוס, the organizers of this event and honored guests. There's probably nothing which has changed human society more than the smartphone. Smartphone, the computer, now it's not even a computer. Everything you have in the computer, you now have with a smartphone. Nearly, probably 70% of the human race has a smartphone. It makes our life easier in many areas, in the area of communication, emails with others, sending photographs, keeping the family together, the GPS. Many areas where it does good for us. And these are areas that people are not ready to forgo. They're not ready to forgo the convenience of having this instant communication, this GPS, and the ability to communicate with a child that's overseas, to alleviate his loneliness. It's people are not ready to forgo. It would be better to get rid of it completely, for reasons that I'll say later. But the fact is that we cannot get rid of it. It has the status, at least in many communities, not in all communities, Tov Aleihem Brocha, but in many communities it has the status of Gzeira, Shein Reva Tzibur Yechelim Lamed Bo, a decree which most of the Tzibur cannot accept, is never made. It has no validity, a decree like that. Therefore we cannot outlaw, in our communities we cannot outlaw the smartphone. But we have to realize it's dangerous. And there are many dangers. And these are the reasons why many communities outlaw it completely. In Israel, for example, we don't have a smartphone at all in Haredi communities. But we have to realize its pitfalls. First and foremost, the greatest problem is the schmutz, the pornography, that is available, becomes available on smartphones. The privacy, the accessibility, the ease of getting into contact with sites which one is not allowed to view because and other issuing, and this becomes mutter, becomes ubiquitous, it becomes easy to do, and because of that people are nichshel, many avedas, marriages are broken up, and the person is nichshel. People can become addicted to it. Unfortunately, there's a whole organization called Guard Your Eyes, which deals with addictions to pornography, and they have thousands of people that avail themselves of their services, and there's thousands more, many more thousands more, that don't avail themselves. They're so addicted, they don't even recognize that they have a problem. So this is a major problem. The pornography, especially to teenagers who receive a perverted lesson in the relationship of a man or woman, which lasts them all through their lifetimes, perverts them, cripples them when they grow up, cripples them with their marriages. Besides making it impossible for them to concentrate on their learning, and accomplish anything in their lives besides this becoming addicted to the pleasure, to the incessant need to be stimulated by pornography. So it's a tragedy which affects the youth all over the world. And we don't want to affect our youth. I'm Kaddish, and I'm that has different values, different goals in life for ourselves besides staring at a computer screen and becoming addicted to images that we're not allowed to look at. That's the greatest evil of pornography. The most dangerous and the thing which everyone is recognizing. There's more. There's more of an evil to the smartphone. In my opinion, it's much more serious than pornography. And this is that it's so attractive that there's no time left for anything else. The person gets addicted to it, he uses it constantly, can't stop using it, he has to constantly send messages, emails, send pictures, take videos, record voices. He can be kept busy all day, receiving the messages and answering the messages. It occupies a person's life, it crowds out everything that he does. Not only that, when he gets down to something serious, it distracts him. He stops in the middle and sends a message, or sends an email, or reads an email, or does something else, or looks up something in Google. He's constantly distracted, unable to think. The Iker, the smartphone, the computer, destroys our lives by keeping us so busy that everything else is crowded out of our lives. Everything else. Interpersonal relationships, the ability to have a conversation with someone is crowded out. I go to conventions, I see couples sitting in the lobby. He's on his phone, she's on her phone. People don't talk to each other. And children don't talk to each other. Children don't develop relationships between each other. They never talk to each other. And we have no time for anything. Worst of all, we have no time for learning Torah. We have no time for introspection. In addition, we're always stimulated by the smartphone. If we're not stimulated, we feel bored. And this has created an immense problem, which is Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos among children, who knows how many grown-ups are involved in that, because they're bored to death without a smartphone on Shabbos. They're so used to using a smartphone that they mechallel Shabbos. A principal of the school told me that he took away a smartphone from a girl around 18, 19 years old, and the girl was so distraught that she just was moving her fingers for the whole time. She didn't have a phone to send messages on. She did it 24 hours a day, practically. She could grab in the middle of the night to send a message. And so her fingers were constantly moving, and she was so distraught. She was addicted to sending messages. So the worst thing, in my opinion, worse than pornography, is the way that the smartphone and the computer crowds out everything else from our lives, keeps us so busy, and makes us bored without it, that we never have time for introspection, for thinking, learning Torah, learning Musa, conversations with our family, nothing at all. We have no life left. It's a way of having someone cut out our brains. There's nothing left of us. Our brains are occupied. Many people with a smartphone, a computer, are busy all day with that, and they have no time for anything else. And therefore, the only answer is to meet this problem, to meet this challenge. Not to say it's too big for us, we can't meet it, it's too much of a challenge. We have to meet this challenge. And as I said, we can't meet it by forbidding the smartphone, the computer. It's too much part of our lives, and people are not ready to accept that. It has too many conveniences in it, so we have to do it responsibly. Responsibly means that we have to have, first of all, filters on our phones. We have to know what we want to have come to our phones and what we don't want. And for that we need an organization like TAG to advise us how to do that. If we need it for business, then let whatever we need for business come through. And nothing else, nothing else come in. If we don't need it for business, we should have limited, bare necessities, which are necessities nowadays, like email, a GPS, maybe a taxi service, maybe a couple of shopping places where you need to shop, in a bank, and that's it. And the rest, it should be cut out completely. We shouldn't have any access to it. And children especially, there's no reason why a child has to have a smartphone. There's a tremendous pressure on the parents to buy smartphones for their children. But you have to know that we're buying them, we're poisoning their lives. We're creating, first of all, they become addicted to pornography, they become addicted to distraction, they can't concentrate, their lives will be ruined. We're ruining their lives, we're giving them a smartphone. And if they want to have a phone, we have to have a conversation with them, a friendly and not a conversation where we order them, but where we explain them out of our responsibility to them as our children. We cannot let them have a smartphone. If they want to have a phone, they can use it maybe a half hour a day or an hour a day, whatever it is. That's all, certain hours in the day. You could use it, even have smartphones now that are phones that are programmed to be able to be used only a certain amount of hours a day. They have it now in yeshiva in high school. But that we have to tell the children, we're interested in your welfare, and we cannot let you have this because it's not good for you, it distracts you, it's so much of the Yetzer Hara, especially social media. That's the greatest obstacle you could have to a child, having him join the social media, where he learns from his friends not to be tzanua, and to be chutzpahdik, and to send moral pictures to each other. You're giving him a knife to cut himself. You cannot do that to children. You have responsibilities. Parents, you cannot let have children have free access to smartphones. So in addition, the problems of the adults especially apply to children. They can't do their homework because they're interrupted every few seconds to send a text message, and that can't be done. They have to be explained that you can't have a smartphone because you cannot interrupt yourselves. You have to concentrate. You can't have your lives frittered away on distractions. This is such an obligation which parents have. And the first step, the first line of defense is filters. But the second thing is, maybe more important, maybe should be first, is that parents have to serve as a model to their children. If a father or a mother has a smartphone in the middle of his supper, and the child sees him always interrupting to check his email or to send a message or to take a phone, how can you expect the child to control himself if the model doesn't exist from his parents? So the parents have to be the model where they have to restrain themselves. They should not show a smartphone in the house when children are around, especially during meals when they're sitting together. Should not let themselves be interrupted. They don't have to answer every email or see what's happening in every email. And they have to remember that their lives are their own. Their lives are not dominated by this little box that they have in their pockets. They have to live their own lives, and lives have to be lived. Relationship with the family, and lives have to be lived with learning Torah and Divrei Torah and nothing else. That's what a Jew is made for. A Jew is made for growing, for spiritual existence, for a spiritual life, and for learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and chinuch for his children, and for nothing else. We are permitting ourselves to raise a generation of mamish rishonim that grew up to be rishonim. Midas Tavis and Bali Taivin, and with no Talmud Torah, no ability to concentrate. That's what we have. The whole world is 70% of the world has cell phones. That's why we have 70% of the world looking the way it does. The leaders who themselves are addicted to cell phones and to smartphones. So, we cannot permit our community. We have to chazik each other to uproot this scourge of being subordinated, dominated by the throne. We cannot let it dominate our lives. It has to assist our lives, and we have to control it with filters and with limiting ourselves to particular times of the day that we use it and times that we will never use it, and not having to answer every message immediately. We have to do that. Our lives are at stake. It's not just not something, a side thing which is affecting us. It's attacking the core of our existence as a Jewish people. We have to do something about it. We have to get together. It has to become a status among people that children should be able to say with pride, my parents don't let me have a smartphone. It should be a pride because their parents care about them. And the other parents that have the smartphones, by implication and by fact, don't care about their children. And children are proud when they have guidelines. Children are proud to be told what to do. They want to be told. They want to be controlled. They want to have guidelines in their lives. The Yetzer Hara tells them to do what their friends tell them, what they would like to do, but they know they're happy when they're controlled. They're happy when their parents give them guidelines. But the parents have to be responsible. The parents have to serve as models and know what to do. The parents have to take consultation from the rabbonim and from the organization like TAG as to what is possible to do. So we can overcome this problem. We can overcome. We'll be different from the rest of the world. So that's no chiddush. That's nothing new. We've been doing that since Avraham Avinu. It was called Ivri, Avraham Avinu, because the whole world was on one side of the river, and he was on the other side. We have to be on the other side of the river. We cannot be part of this culture. A culture that consumes our lives, that destroys our ruchnius. We cannot permit ourselves to be overtaken by this influence, by this enemy of the values of the Jewish people. Bezras Hashem, we should all be matzliach. The enemy gets stronger and stronger every year compared to what we talked about in 2012 at the great Asefa that took place in New York. The problem has become tenfold greater. Then there was no talk about smartphones which could do everything that a computer can do. It was only talk about computers now. Everything that can be done by a computer, and even more, can be done by a smartphone. So we have to know the enemy is around us. The enemy is attempting to take away our lives, and we have to respond to this threat with solidarity, everyone working together, using whatever weapons are available for us to ward off this enemy, so that we shouldn't become a nation like all the nations of the world that are addicted to pornography, addicted to wasting time and getting nothing done with their lives because they have nothing to do with their lives, but we have something to do with our lives. Our lives are terer avoda gvilas asodim. We cannot let a little box overcome, take us away from our golden life. That Hashem nalev and atzliach, we should be matzliach, and that this TAG organization be matzliach, and that everyone in Baltimore add a filter to his phone, and besides the filter, serve as a proper model for his children, and learn to act responsibly with himself, just as important as his children, with respect to the smartphone and the computer. Thank you.